With Radio On the Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday announced appointments to boards and commissions, including 7 members to the Iowa State Board of Health. Those 7 seats were needed to be filled after the board did not have enough members to meet. The Iowa State Board of Health is made up of private individuals, including medical and public health professionals, and advises the Iowa Department of Health. 2 of the 7 appointments are from the Radio On the Go broadcast area. They are Sandra McGrath, Director of Environmental Health Services in Wright County, and Chelsea Schluger, the Hancock County Director of Community Health. An aide says Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has no plans to offer $100 incentives to Iowans to get the coronavirus vaccine after President Biden pleaded with state and local governments to offer incentives using federal funds to stop the rapid spread of a virus variant. While many states and some Iowa counties have offered incentives for citizens to get a COVID-19 vaccination, Iowa's governor continues to call for citizens to get vaccinated, but repeated that ultimately it is their choice. Now, during this past week's Hardin County Board of Supervisors meeting, board members were asked if any more could be done to get more residents vaccinated against COVID-19, and this is Board Chairman B.J. Hoffman.
Is when we get mixed messages on a daily or weekly basis from CDC and then from the government saying, hey, once you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Now it's, oh, if you even are vaccinated, then you still have to wear a mask. And then masks aren't effective. Then masks are effective. And then it just goes back and forth. So people that thought they were being proactive and trying to do the right thing now are being told, well, you did the right thing, but it's still not good enough. And so until there's a clear, concise message from everyone, I don't think people are going to change their opinion.
The percentage of Hardin County residents fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is under 50%. Now, as of Wednesday, the Iowa Department of Public Health reported 46.9% of Iowa residents were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or 1,537,282 people had completed their total vaccine series. The total number of vaccines administered stood at 3,049,198. In addition, since the pandemic began in Iowa, there have been over 410,000 positive tests, over 368,000 recoveries, and 6,183 deaths. Yesterday morning, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 53-year-old Teresa Hovinga of Clarksville for obstruction of justice, for possession of a controlled substance, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Hovinga was later released. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department in Ackley arrested 57-year-old John Wood of Iowa Falls on the charges of public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Wood was later released. The Iowa Department of Public Health announces expanded funding of 5210 Healthy Choices Count, which began in 2017 in Iowa. 5 new communities will receive grants, while 11 communities currently funded for the initiative will receive additional grants. The funded communities will work to create policies and environments that support healthy choices by implementing evidence-based strategies for healthy eating and active living in communities, schools, child care and out-of-school programs, healthcare practices, and workplaces. Communities receiving a final year of funding at $8,000 include Hampton. The Iowa State Patrol is looking for a repeat performance or better in the 8th Annual American Association of State Troopers Best Looking Cruiser Contest. The public is encouraged to cast their vote for the Iowa State Patrol Cruiser through this Tuesday. The top 12 states receiving votes in the contest will have their photo included in the 2022 AAST Cruiser Calendar. Proceeds of calendar sales will benefit the American Association of State Troopers Foundation, which provides educational scholarships to dependents of member troopers. One vote may be cast from each electronic device. Votes are being collected through Tuesday at 11 a.m. Iowa time through a free SurveyMonkey link. And for more information, go to dps.iowa.gov. That's dps.iowa.gov. The National Weather Service continues to gather and review information concerning the July 14th tornado outbreak that hit Iowa. NWS meteorologist Alex Kroll tells Radio On the Go News they've been able to lower the original estimate of 26 tornadoes.
When we went back and looked at some satellite data after the event, we realized that there were a few tornadoes that we had considered two separate tornadoes had actually been just one track. And we were able to look at some of the crop damage via satellite to realize that the tornado had stayed on the ground a little bit longer, what the surface damage surveys that we conducted the day after the tornado had indicated. We had the EF3 tornado that occurred Lake City, as well as what looked to be initially EF1 damage, Bremer County, and looks like we may have had some damage that was consistent with EF2 wind speeds with that tornado.
Kroll says improved technology with better satellites help with storm surveys.
Especially this time of year when the crops are taller, typically when a tornado moves through, it will knock the crops down. And when we have different kind of band imagery we can use, we can look at any discolorations that may occur, because when the tornado knocks down the corn, it's going to reflect that sunlight back up to the satellite a little bit differently. And in some cases, you can even see the swirl marks from the tornado as it moves through. Rural parts of Iowa, this helps us to get a good idea of the track, especially if it doesn't do any damage to any trees or structures.
The Lake City tornado had estimated wind speeds as high as 145 miles per hour. A total of 2.72 inches of rain fell this month at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton. Rain fell on a total of 7 days. There was a stretch of 15 consecutive days without rain in Hampton. The highest temperature this month was 94, the lowest at 52. The average high in Hampton this month was 85 degrees, with the average low of 63 degrees. For Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.